I know it's here somewhere.
Finally.
Oh, it's time for the doc. You're listening to Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Take it away, doctor.
Ladies and gentlemen, please take your seats. The show is about to begin.
Well, it's that time again, and the doctor is in.
We hope you enjoy the show.
Yes, we do hope you'll enjoy the show, and we hope you enjoy the show in spite of the fact that my voice is shot. I'm talking about it's almost completely gone. The bass range is very low, you see. I'm fighting off some stuff, and of course it's all got my sinuses all cruddy, and the crud is kind of in my voice, as you can tell. So, it's going to be a very odd show today, and I'm going to rely a lot on geek culture because I can't talk very much without getting all stuffy in your ears, and that would be very, very nasty. Okay, anyway, I've got some geek culture for you, but I don't even sound like myself. I'm here listening to myself and thinking, dude, who is this guy? Okay, anyway, sigh. Point is that I do have some geek culture for you. This is a song by a group called Possible Oscar, and I think they're probably shooting a bit too high, but it is a song called Talk Nerdy to Me. So let's go right into that and see if my voice can recover just a little bit more. Probably not.
You know, I never had much luck with girls. They never liked to read and learn. But I like to, and if I could figure out the cosine of your heart, that'd be a good start. Oh yes it would. I never try to date offline. Use algorithms built to find a 7 out of 9. So if you look half as great as Aaron on Farscape, you'll be my first mate. Cause baby, we'll be in the chat room on the IRC, out at the VidCon, a Star Trek costume for me, down in the dungeon, role play TNT. And baby, talk nerdy to me. You know I dress up not Jedi, not to Klingon guys. My face is gonna set you fry. I'll be your fanboy in my Starfleet uniform. It matches the one worn by Leonard Nimoy. So baby, we'll be in the chat room on the IRC. Star Trek costume for me. Down in the dungeon, role play D&D. And baby, talk nerdy to me. PC, pick up that guitar and talk to me.
Genuine video game music sounds from the 1980s. Basically makes you nostalgic, doesn't it?
Cause baby, we'll be in the chat room on the IRC, out at the VidCon. Start the costumes for you and me, down in the dungeon, roleplay D&D. And baby,
to me. That's the way I like it, baby.
This podcast is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network.
TechPodcasts.com.
If it's tech, it's here.
Yes, indeed. If it's tech, it's right here on Dr. Bill, the Computer Curmudgeon. You can go to our website at drbill.cc for Computer Curmudgeon, and you can hear more strange and furry geeky things like that. Talk Nerdy to Me, obviously, a takeoff, a parody song of the song from the 80s, Talk Dirty to Me. I would much rather talk nerdy because I are one. Yes. Anyway, we have some, as I said, very strange geek culture this week. I'm going to fill the time with as much geek culture as I can so you don't have to listen to my oh-so-not-smooth voice. Yes, this is a little techno mix of Han Solo phrases. I find weird stuff on the internet. What can I say?
I got a bad feeling about this.
Good. Be careful.
Never heard of the Millennium Falcon?
I threw that in. It's from Hardware Wars.
It's a ship that made the capsule run less than 12 parsecs.
I've made a lot of special modifications myself. I don't have it with me.
Never tell me the odds.
Is a member of the Blueberry Network. Blueberry. No ease. That's Blueberry, B-L-U-B-R-R-Y .com. Blueberry.com.
Yeah, that last thing was Ben Dunn doing a mix of Han Solo phrases from Star Wars. And you know that last little bit there, the little bit right before the Blueberry promo, sounded just a little bit like Doctor Who, so I'm not sure what that had to do with Han Solo. But at any rate, I guess he is in a galaxy far, far away a long time ago and all those good things, so maybe it's a time travel reference. I don't know. Anyway, point is, there's a lot of weird geek culture out there, and of course, I really wish my voice was better, because if it was, then I could do a regular show, and I wouldn't have to be stooping to this really bad geek culture, but hey, it's just going to be a geek culture celebration, what can I say? All right, here's, I can feel the voice going now. Okay, here's some stuff that I'm sure you may have heard before, but it's really, really bad. First of all, if you are a star on Star Trek, the original series, there was apparently a period of time when they thought they could sing. And so Leonard Nimoy and William Shatner did some singing. They actually cut some albums. This was a bad idea. Now, of course, Leonard Nimoy did a song called Bilbo Baggins, which, of course, is a cult classic. But he also did this one, which should have been forgotten. So here it is, Leonard Nimoy doing Highly Illogical.
From far beyond the galaxies, I've journeyed to this place to study the behavior patterns of the human race. And I find them highly illogical. Girl meets boy. They fall in love. She says he's everything she's dreamed of. But when they get married, before he's aware, she changes his habits, the way he combs his hair. She changes him to someone he's never been, and then complains he's not like other men. Now really, I find this most illogical.
Okay, I'm not going to subject you to any more of that. That's just so, so bad. But it gets worse. Here's William Shatner with Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds. Yes, I kid you not. You really thought I was kidding, didn't you? Don't worry, it gets worse.
Picture yourself in a boat on a river with tangerine trees and marmalade skies. Somebody calls you. You answer quite slowly. A girl with kaleidoscope eyes. Cellophane flowers. Yellow and green.
Okay, I'm fading this one out too. I can't stand it anymore. That's just so very bad. Now, following along on the example of William Shatner and Leonard Nimoy, Brent Spiner, who played Data in The Next Generation, also released a single called Time After Time. Now, the difference here is that apparently he can sing just a little bit, so it's not completely terrible. So I'm going to play a little of that, too.
Time after time, I tell myself that I'm so lucky to be loving you. So lucky to be.
All right, you got to admit, that's better than I can do, okay? I mean, that's not bad, but just in case you think, oh, hey, that really isn't so bad, let's just remember why Star Trek performers should not do this kind of music. Here is Mr. Tambourine Man by William Shatner.
Tambourine Man. Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man.
I'm not sleepy, and there is no place I'm going to.
Okay, I just can't stand it anymore. The problem is, you see, the music is bad, the arrangement is bad, the background singing is bad, the tones in general are bad, and Shatner can't sing, and he can barely deliver what he's trying to say in the song. So I think we have established that he should not do this again. Okay. So that's what you do for a podcast whenever your voice gives out. Now, hopefully I'll have just enough voice left for the last few minutes here of the show to do some quick tech news and get you caught up to speed. We've been talking about HD DVD and Blu-ray and the battle that has been raging between them. HD DVD finally surrendered this past week. Toshiba called it quits. They are no longer going to be making any players, and they're no longer going to be championing the format. And so all the billions and billions of dollars they spent are down the toilet. There you go. So in this round of Betamax, which was Sony versus VHS format Redux, however you want to pronounce it, Sony won this battle. So there you go. Props to Sony for Blu-ray. Not like I'm going to go run out and buy a player or any Blu-ray disc, but at least they won this one. Okay, next item. These wine improvements sponsored by Google. Google has added some code to the wine project that allows Adobe Photoshop to run and Dragon Naturally Speaking to run. Dude, that's very cool. It's very cool that Google would contribute, and it's very cool that they have added code that allows those programs to work. I myself use Dragon Naturally Speaking, obviously not right now because my speaking is very dragon-like already. So we'll just leave that one alone. Let's go to the next one. Vista SP1, Service Pack 1, is supposed to make Vista better, right? Well, of course it doesn't. It introduces crashes, instability, and many more very bad things. And so they have delayed SP1 until they can hopefully get it right. I don't think they will. Do you? They're Microsoft. All right, next item, Geek Project. Run Linux apps on Windows. You know, if I had a voice right now, I would be shouting and being excited and talking about how wonderful this is. As it is, I can barely talk, so I'm not going to try to do that. But I want you to read this article. Click on the various links. There's at least three links in this little article that I wrote about running Linux apps on Windows. It is a geek project. Occasionally, I have geek projects out there on the blog that you can attempt and you know, get your geek on, and so I encourage you to do that. The whole idea of running Linux applications on Windows is just too cool. Basically, what it does is it installs a special version of Linux and Linux on your Windows system, and it runs Ubuntu Linux basically at the same time as Windows and allows you to run Linux applications. It's based on the Cooperative Linux Project, which a short name for that is Co-Linux, and it's very, very cool, so check that out. Also, since we're talking about Vista Service Pack 1, Vista Service Pack 1 not only causes crashes in blue screens and things along that line, it also causes programs not to run that you might actually want to run, things that you paid good money for. It stops them from working. So, of course, the basic clue to get here is don't run Ubuntu, don't run Vista. I mean, do run Ubuntu, don't run Vista. Rather, just go ahead and run Ubuntu and be done with it, because Vista basically is a bad thing. Okay, anyway. See, when your voice is going like this, your brain also tends to kind of fade away. So what can I say? You know, just ignore me. All right, lest I forget, go to the blog and look at the right-hand upper corner of the sidebar there, and you will find a Go to My PC ad. Now, I would encourage you to use Go to My PC. I used it all this past week, the entire week long, because I was in a class for Citrix Systems, and I was taking an advanced Citrix class all week long. And so I was doing all the labs on GoToMyPC on virtual PCs running somewhere in California or somewhere across an entire continent from me. And it actually was very impressive because the response was very good and the class went very well. So I thought to myself, wow, this is a perfect opportunity to talk about GoToMyPC since I've been using it in class all week long. So go to the link for GoToMyPC on my website, drbill.cc. Click on that link and you'll be able to download GoToMyPC and use it 1 week for, or 1 week, 1 month for free. I used it all 1 week. You can use it for a whole month. I just used it for a week. You can use it for a month. That's what I meant to say. Never mind. I'm just not with it today. So, I know it's been a very weird and lame podcast, but I'm sorry. At least I had some geek culture for you. Yes. So go back and play the first part of it and enjoy that, and relish in the badness of Nimoy and Shatner's attempt at singing, and also talk nerdy to me. You know, I think I'm gonna kind of ease out with Talk Nerdy to Me, because that just seems to just add a little flavor to the show, you know what I mean? So anyway, enjoy. Next week, hopefully my voice will be better, and I won't sound like I have a frog in my throat. Ribbit, ribbit.
But I like to, and if I could figure out the cosine of your heart, that'd be a good start. Oh yes it would. I never try to date offline. Use algorithms built to find a 7 of 9. So if you look half as great as Aaron on Farscape, cause baby, we'll be in the chat room on the IRC out at the VidCon. A Star Trek costume for me, down in the dungeon, role play D&D. Yeah, baby, it's top nerdy to me.